Snowball Bailey repudiates testimony given by Conley. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, 13th of August, 1913, page 3, column 1. Gordon Bailey, the Negro whom Jim Conley mentions in his story as Snowball, was next put on the stand. He denied that he had overheard Frank direct Conley to appear at the pencil factory on Saturday, the 26th, and declared he had never seen Jim watching the downstairs door for Frank or anyone else. He was questioned by Mr. Arnold. "They call you Snowball, don't they?" "Yes, sir." "Where did you work during April of this year?" "At the National Pencil Factory." "On Friday, the 26th, did you see Jim Conley talk to Mr. Frank?" "No, sir." "Did you ever hear Frank give Conley any instructions to come back on any Saturday?" "No, sir." "Did you ever see Frank bring any women to the factory?" "No, sir." "Ever see him bring any beer?" "No, sir." "Ever see Jim Conley guard the first floor entrance?" "No, sir." "Do you recall having seen Conley reading any newspaper after the tragedy?" "Yes, sir." "Did you ever see anything improper between Frank and any of the girls or women of the factory?" "No, sir." "On April 25th, did you see Frank talking any at all with Conley?" "No, sir." He was cross-questioned by Mr. Dorsey. "You were arrested too, weren't you?" "Yes, sir, on the 28th. "Did you see any blood in the factory?" "No, sir." "Come down."